You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings. Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Here's another place, Dugatz, that this football evaluation shit gets confusing at this position. I know Justin Herbert's good. I know it.
Do you?
I know Justin Herbert is good. Huh. I've been watching football all my life.
Right.
I know he can play that position. Now you're going to tell me the Chargers have been so mismanaged for a couple of years that they make me not only doubt whether he's good, but now Mike Williams you get rid of. And Keenan Allen you get rid of. And I read a report the other day that right before that where they're like, Chargers have to make a decision between Keenan Allen, Khalil Mack, Bosa, and they already got rid of Eklund. I'm like, oh, okay, that window closed. That offense was going to be good for a long time. They burned up those bodies, burned up those expenses. The only reason you wouldn't get Keenan Allen is because you're afraid of all the mileage the Chargers have used on him.
Right. But now the Bears have him. And I'll tell you this, Dan, the Bears, if they draft a wide receiver at 9 with Caleb Williams, with that defense, with what they already have, I am telling you, watch out for the Bears. I'm telling you, NFC Championship game.
There it is.
It's the Bears.
There it
I'm
is.
Sorry.
I'm not going to wait and
there
see. The Bears are going to be
the
good.
Bears.
There it is.
The Bears are the Bears.
There it is.
Different Bears. I mean, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, plus you draft a wide receiver at 9. Great defense. Hopefully the quarterback is great.
It's just going to be 10 wide receivers and Caleb Williams.
I was having this conversation with a Bears fan over the weekend, and they were like, well, at least it seems like the Bears have a plan.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they do.
Does it seem that way? Because I remember when the season ended, they waited to do their like end of season interviews because no one was sure who they were going to fire yet for like a few days. Like maybe I'm misremembering, but if I recall, they were not sure if they were going to keep Getsy and Eberflus or keep Eberflus and get rid of Getsy, which is what they ended up doing. And there was like a lot of confusion for a few days, not to mention like all of the show happening the rest of the season with coaches being dismissed for all these sorts of issues that we haven't even really found out what that was yet. Just like a weird dysfunctional football team and not one that I would want to be drafted to.
I heard something over the weekend, Stugatz. She just made me think of this when she talked about coaching turnover, that only in the 1 out of 5 coaches in football are still with their college team since 2019. Like you don't last, like college football is now just sort of churning through these coaches very quickly because we've sped up, right? The economies around both NIL and the quarterback positions where you're going to have to be able to do your job faster because because now if I lock in costs at the quarterback position and I show you the greatest advantage in the sport is that you have the ability to build the rest of your team because your quarterback's cheap.
Right.
and you figure it out early and you don't have to pay him for a few years, and you can pay Deebo Samuel and you can pay Kittle and you can pay, how do they have all those players? How does Russell Wilson play on a team that falls apart as a champion the moment they couldn't pay all the defensive players? But salary cap is greater than it's ever been. We're more interested in the finances of all of this than we ever have been. And the Chargers just blew the early Justin Herbert window. Because it's not
the early window.
It's not that easy to get. It's not that easy to get Keenan Allen.
But they still have hope for the late window. I mean,
they do.
At least we know Jim Harbaugh is taking this move very seriously, because he had a garage sale over the weekend.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Saw some pictures. Look. That's a garage sale I would go to.
Yeah.
He had so many snow globes. Yeah. We counted what, Billy?
At least 17. In this one picture, there's 17 snow globes.
Okay, is Jim Harbaugh indeed living in an RV outside of the facility all summer because he doesn't want to buy a home? Is that a true thing? Because he said it. I heard him say it, but I did not know whether indeed he had gone through with it. And now you're telling me he's trying to sell a bunch of items?
And it looks like a bunch of good stuff. I see a lava lamp in there. Like, there's some quality stuff here.
Yeah.
Billy pointed out earlier there's like a prom, like wedding sort of
it's
dress.
I don't think it's Mrs. Harbaugh's wedding dress, but there is a very elegant looking white dress with, like, you know, I don't want to say lace, but like this is a very formal dress that I doubt that Mrs. Harbaugh is selling the wedding dress, but it's possible.
Dan, you know what? I'm happy, because for years, Bud Grant did garage sales. He did it every single year. And we, you know, fell in love with Bud Grant, and he was fantastic. And if there's a coach to kind of take the torch from Bud Grant, who passed away, to do a garage sale on an annual basis, it is Jim Harbaugh.
I would love to rekindle our relationship with all of the crazy Harbaughs now that he has fled with maximum grace from the burning fires of cheating scandal to national championship to Kingmaker, who will reinvent Justin Herbert and is giving all the quotes about being awed by being in the presence of this Thor-like creature at quarterback who's a stallion, who's J.J. McCarthy on steroids. He's
another stallion.
A flowing hair of Wolverine. And he will build around that. But does he indeed live still in the RV? Do we know this?
I mean, I could see him parking an RV outside of his mansion and staying in the RV there. I don't think that you're going to find Jim Harbaugh at a campsite.
He's stealing Baker Mayfield's bit. Didn't Baker Mayfield do this in Cleveland, or was it Gardner Minshew?
It was Gardner Minshew. Yeah, it was Minshew.
I feel like I remember an episode of Hard Knocks with a quarterback in an RV.
No, there was a Dolphin player. I don't remember who it was.
It's been
done. Was it Siler?
Yes.
Get a new bit. Get your own bit. I have a friend that lives in a van. It's not accurate to what it sounds. His van is nicer than my apartment.
What?
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to pay rent anymore. So he spent a crap ton of money renovating like a van into a nice apartment. And he lives in San Diego, so he just parks and sleeps at the beach every
night. John Oliver did a bit enraged me with jealousy recently.
That's a man who's never been camping.
Put it on the poll, please, at Levitard Show. Fair to assess that John Oliver has never been camping. John Oliver offered, and I think it's probably expired by now, Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, who loves to just be corrupt and is great at it, and now terrible at it because he's getting caught like he was just being bought by billionaires.
It's fun, Dan.
He loves, scamming is fun. I know, Stu Gatz. Even when democracy's at stake. I know. Scamming's fun.
Right up until it isn't.
No, it's all great fun until a Supreme Court justice is obviously corrupt, but loves traveling the world in fancy RVs. John Oliver has offered him a $2-point-something million RV in exchange for him just resigning his seat on the Supreme Court. And it's funny, and it's legal, and it's amazing. And I believe that if that RV is indeed what Lucy is saying it might be, that we might have the J.J. Watt cabin of falsehoods again, where this isn't an RV the way you think of an RV. This is a $2 million rolling home of fire that parties at every disco that Jim Harbaugh would go around to listen, you know, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
This is how I imagine the tent you said you're staying in Africa. Like, it's not really...
It's not a camping tent. It's a five-star tent. I mean,
regardless, I still think it's interesting. But Stu Gatz brought up something with the late Bud Grant, and we do need to pass this along.
Yes.
One of the most uncomfortable moments in show history. I don't know how we were able to wrestle this away from ESPN. I don't know why they wouldn't have wanted this sound for the, forever for their Disney archives. But it's when Stugatz asked Bud Grant at like the seventh one of these garage sales that we had covered.
Right.
Stugatz, you guys don't know this story. Lucy and Jessica aren't going to know this story. Okay. Oh, great. I'm going to have to explain this.
Prepare
now.
To be horrified.
Yeah, I mean.
And if my memory serves me right, you actually try to ask,
yes.
And then he has to follow up, and then Stugatz comes in.
Dan was embarrassed to ask. I had to just ask the question.
Let me set it
better
up.
Better or worse than Vince Wilfork?
Well, I think this might be. So
more uncomfortable.
Here, let's see. We'll leave it up to the perusal of the ladies to see if they're as horrified by this as I think they're going to be when I have to explain this to them. Because you guys are like, it'll be easy. But there was a reason I didn't want to ask Bud Grant this question. He's the legendary Vikings coach. And we, for some reason, have stumbled upon the idea that when it comes to men and wiping, we have discovered, to our shock, sitters have discovered that standers exist. And mm-hmm. standers have discovered that sitters exist while wiping.
Yeah.
And so we asked the question of the legendary Vikings coach while at a garage sale. But I was too scared to ask it because he's a legendary tough guy. And Stugatz just barreled in.
And in our defense, we asked a lot of people this question that week.
Yeah.
Just an awkward, indelicate question here that we've been talking about all day. And I understand it's probably not appropriate, but I am curious. And we've been doing it with all our guests here. When going to the bathroom, Bud Grant and finishing with his bathroom experience, the wiping experience, sitting or standing?
Repeat that. I didn't get the gist of that.
Make me repeat that.
You want me to try?
Yeah, you try. Okay.
Bud, when after you have dinner tonight and you celebrate the garage sale, when you go to the bathroom afterwards, not one but two, Bud, will you sit or stand when you wipe?
Well, that depends on the consistency of what I'm doing.
Thank you, Bud.
Why was he so honest?
Well thought out answer.
Weird Disney didn't want that.
I miss Bud.
We need a new garage sale person. We need to find – I want to get into some things, Stugatz. I just learned the other day that the Sopranos boat that you're named after, the Stugatz, is for sale. Like, it's available. I want to start doing some of these things that we dreamed of 3 years ago.
You want to buy me a boat?
I want to have ideas that involve going and doing a live remote from Bud Grant's garage sale because we've made a deal with Jim Harbaugh to cover the Chargers next season and sponsor the area outside his RV. I'd like to do some more creative things there. Can you help me with this?
Absolutely. I would love, because we had Jim Harbaugh on the show. It turned into a weekly thing, and then it quickly went away.
It wasn't a weekly thing. It was Jim Harbaugh was on once, and then
2 weeks in a row.
It
looked like it was going to be a weekly thing, like we had a good relationship with Harbs. But I'm telling you, Jim Harbaugh would rather you cover his garage sale than cover his football team. So, Dan, if we went out there and made the effort, if this is an annual thing.
Well, we should send Lucy.
Okay, fine.
We should send Lucy. We should do that immediately.
Yes. He would appreciate it, and we would get him back in our good graces.
We should buy some things from him there. We should do a report from there.
Yeah, it's definitely over. Garage sale is usually like a one-day thing, but I love the idea guys have going.
So we missed it. So we got scooped on it.
Reddit got it first. What are you going to do?
Bud's was a weekend event. It was. And he did it every single year.
His was annual, but he like took donations and had lots of memorabilia and stuff like that. It was a whole thing in the community up there. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want to buy this boat, Dan, we could do that today, but it's $300,000.
So. I'd like to know more about the boat, the Stugatz.
It's $300,000. I think that's where can I just say, I don't decide this. Don't buy this boat.
Why not?
It's $300,000. Don't buy this boat.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think. about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Don Libertard.
I don't want to be too extreme on this, but he failed America.
Stugatz.
Okay, very good.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
Stugatz, I have a couple of things for the take machine. I have a couple of hot takes here in sports.
Yes. I like a take machine.
I don't do this very often, but I'm going to send some takes into the universe now. Are you excited? Because
oh my God.
I want to build this up a little bit because I don't often do this. I've tried to be sort of takeless in a takeful time. I'm not aggressively takey, but I think I have some thoughts here that will sort of be sports echoing. One, No player in the history of South Florida or the Miami Heat franchise has done more in the way of improving as an athlete from what we saw at the beginning to what he has become than Duncan Robinson, who has changed the sport. The way the sport works, where they're spacing and
that
threes.
Duncan Robinson changing the sport is a take.
The three has, has changed the sport. This is how
I'm improving.
This is how I'm finishing the take. I'm rusty because I don't have practice at this, but no player ever has gotten to 1,000 threes faster than Duncan Robinson. And that is emblematic of everywhere the sport has gone recently, Stugatz, where now you have an officiating problem. You're trying to keep scores down. Adam Silver is drowning under not as popular as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with your league? Everyone else in sports is thriving. Why are you not thriving? Why have you gone from most popular commissioner, guy who replaced Stern effortlessly, most progressive league, to, you don't know how exactly to have your media trained to birth the future stars that we need to be obsessing about because Steph and LeBron's time is done. That's the end of what that brought the league. It did for the league in some ways what Bird and Magic did for the league. Keep it with stars. Stars are important. But if you're not selling tomorrow's stars because we're still talking about the Suns like they've got a chance.
If you're not selling Duncan Robinson,
Duncan Robinson, faster to 1,000 threes than anybody.
Well, what are you saying there?
Duncan Robinson has improved more than any Heat player ever, right in front of your eyes.
Really?
Yes.
So no one – that's a great take. Because I've never really,
you're not going to be able to dispute it.
Well, I've never measured improvement.
I'm watching it, though. What if you're talking – look, man, Stugatz, if you're following basketball at all, Boston's totally overwhelming. They're beating everybody by double digits. In the history of the league, Stugatz, five times have all five players had three or more threes. In the history of the league, Boston's done it twice in 2024. They're dragging everybody by double digits. They're a lot better than everybody.
And here's to you, Duncan Robinson. We all love how much your game has grown. You're hitting threes, Duncan Robinson. Got an addition to our big O. That's Orlando in Toronto.
So this is my other take. This is how much basketball has changed. That if it were 1984, Zach Edey would be taken ahead of Michael Jordan in the draft. Just a big slab of skin, a big block of meat.
Slab.
You've gone too far.
No, I have not gone too far. That's the take. In 1984, basketball would have drafted Zach Edey before Michael Jordan.
Great take. Absolutely phenomenal take. Dan, maybe your best work.
Thank you, Lucy.
I'm trying to build out this hot take machine that you were talking about, and the way that I envision it now, and I don't know that we're going to be able to do this, Dan, so I don't want to get your hopes up. I imagine it being like, remember how David Letterman used to throw things off the roof of the building into an alley? So I was thinking that we can like launch things off of this building, but we shouldn't do that because it's also copying him. So I'm thinking maybe we find like good things for the ocean, like fish food or something, and we just shoot it out of a cannon into the ocean. So then we have someone over there across the street at the bay, and then you give the hot take whatever it is, and then that person calibrates it on what they think that that take is. And if it's a great take, that thing's going like 1,000 feet. If it's bad, it goes like 3 feet.
I think it should be one a day that I have to come in and have one a day, a take like that one where you're demanding that I get sharper in the changing industry and sharpen up my take game that's very rusty.
The Blazers took Zach Edey before Michael Jordan. It was Sam Bowie.
This is double the slab of meat. This is all skin. Look, Edey. Look, you made my life worse. You in Wisconsin made my life worse. All of you just getting in the way of everybody. Playing basketball by just getting in the way. Zach Edey just plants himself like a tree. I haven't seen a body like that since Yao Ming's. And his ankles are bigger than anyone's thighs. And we're distorting the sport. Have you seen Wembanyama? Like, he just stands over these 6'10 people who are bigger than anyone you've ever seen and just places the ball over them in the basket.
Are you saying Zach Edey is going to be better than Michael Jordan?
No, he's going to be terrible.
Oh.
That would be a take.
He can't move.
That would be a take.
I can't have that take.
That one go far out there,
it's
Dan.
I love the way your brain works, Billy.
It's so unaesthetically pleasing. Zach Edey is a plague. I'm sorry. Purdue, you're a plague. You're a plague.
Boilermakers.
The Boilermakers.
Billy, what's going on with our March Sadness tournament?
That's a good question, Dan. A lot.
Oh, man.
So today, I guess, is Selection Monday. Yesterday was Selection Sunday. And our committee met, and we ranked some teams. Hmm. And we have some that we'd like to preview for you now.
Well, but wait. Yes. If we announced to the audience that we're not doing this the way we usually do it, have we told anybody that the March Sadness Tournament is going to be a totally different thing this year? You're just jumping right in with what the controversies are.
I was hoping no one would notice that we just kind of changed the format entirely.
What happened with the Looks Like Tournament?
Well, you know, we had some meetings and decisions were made. And granted, I will tell you this. This may not be the most popular move we've ever had, but sometimes real leadership accepts the criticism and says, you know what, this is a direction that we're headed in, and I believe that this is going to be a good direction for the show. Because if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, the Looks Like the past couple seasons, I think that we can all admit, Dan, and we can cop to this and tell our audience and be honest with them, they weren't as good as they've been in the past, the last two seasons. Part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, we don't talk to Tim Kirkchin anymore, so we didn't have as large a bank to choose from as we did in the past. A lot of them were getting repetitive, and that's kind of what we used to do. So we wanted this year, March Sadness, to have some changes. We wanted it to reflect more what we're doing now, because the Looks Like, on top of everything else, was very audio. It was geared towards the podcast, which is what we were, you know, which is what we did. We were on ESPN, but it was a podcast. So it was more of an audio, you know, tournament where you'd have the voice come out and do it. Now we have the TV presence, the DraftKings Network. We have the YouTube. We're doing a lot of stuff on video. So we thought someone just reading a sounder isn't great for video. So we have all of these great video clips that we wanted to do. We wanted to highlight what it is that the show's doing now. We brought the songs back. The club is back. We have all of the punishments.
Well, but wait. This is a lot of information. Billy, slow down.
Yeah, I'm trying to bury a lot of stuff
slow
here.
Slow down.
Say it with a positive spin.
Okay.
Trying to tell people I'm excited about this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It can be positive. And in your role as rising Meadowlark executive, what you're saying is that you're trying
the committee.
To build our tournament into something different. That's going to be met with some resistance, but you're doing it in the name of our standard. You believe, because if we're burying this thing, I need people to understand, Mike Schur and Adam McKay, comedy writers,
yeah.
haven't been able to get in the tournament because these have been so good. They fill up every March. My email fills up with them trying to get into the tournament. So we've got plenty of good shit that comedy writers can't even get in on. And you're saying we're burying it now because it lived beneath your standards the last 2 years.
The committee. But right. I also want to say—
It ran its course. That's what he said.
It's not that. It's just, you know— We want to do more video things. We want to change things. We want to highlight what it is that we've been doing. You've been very excited. Not you. I mean, the show in general. But the costumes have been a big thing. We have new regions, Dan. We have different regions that we're going to introduce. We have different, teams that have been selected to said region. So we want to try this, see how it goes. And if you guys don't like it, then maybe, you know, in like 3 days, then we have a frantic, everybody freaking out, and then it becomes a looks-like tournament again, which I'm hoping is not the case.
No, let's not lead that way. Let's not lead the way. Okay. Look, I really don't like that we just skip past the fact
committee.
That Stu Gotts is making the claim that tough guy leaders in the NFL should be influenced by chanting fans saying they want a different quarterback. I don't want to move too far from the stupidity of that.
I also want to point out, which I didn't get to before in setting up the tournament, is that there's also a very big change in the tournament in that you guys are beloved fans who we love so
well,
much,
part,
and we
no,
can't
but,
do anything without any
okay,
of you.
Okay, no, but this part, wait a minute.
So, I can't sit or stand after I go to the bathroom without you guys.
I've been in the meetings. This is meant to be interactive. We are going to now celebrate March Madness in a different way we ever have because you're going to be doing this with the show, correct?
What?
They're going to be voting on stuff.
Yeah, you get to vote. You get to decide. So we're going to put out the matchups, and instead of us, you know, attaching someone to Gonzaga and the Zags go on a run, and then we have, you know, some random team in there at the Final Four. No, no, no. You guys get to decide. If we have bad submissions that make it all the way to the championship, you guys are to blame for that. You guys can put a 16 seed there if you really want to. You can vote for whoever you like, and that person will advance on to the next region. So the fans will be in control of who is there at the end voting for these tournaments and the championship.
So what are the four regions, Billy?
Okay, that's a great question, Chris. So the first region, as I kind of mentioned, we're going to be highlighting some songs. We're going to have the song region.
From the last year. Songs from the last year.
Songs that I found. Committee voted
songs
on.
Songs that you found.
Songs. Not songs from the radio. If you're looking for Dua Lipa, not going to happen.
So just say from the last year.
Our best 16 songs from the last year. All right, next category.
The next category is the region of death.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
It's very similar to what Iowa women's basketball apparently.
What does that mean? What's in there?
The region of death is going to highlight the 16, well, 8,
Billy,
17
can we move
because
this along,
there's a play-in
please,
situation.
Billy, can we move this
the next
along
region,
a little bit?
The region of death.
We're ranking people that have died in the last year.
Really?
I actually did think about doing that.
Billy, we have four of these to get to.
I did think of the region of death and it being show fan, like show friends that are no longer with us, but thought it'd be in bad taste, so I didn't do that. So instead, the region of death is Bucket of Death costume payoffs. You're going to be able to vote for your costumes
all right,
there.
What are the other two categories?
Then you're going to have the club region. With the club being back, we have 16 to 17 of our favorite, well, you know,
just
our
sounds.
Show moments that we just kind of put under the sound.
Sounds, okay.
Yeah,
and the other bracket.
The final bracket, the final region.
What is it?
I'm
best
most
one?
Excited.
This is the best one. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but you're going to hate this one.
What is it?
The Greg Cody region featuring Greg Cody.
Yes!
Stay tuned. What a week it's going to be.
Richard Lewis would have been a one seed.
That's not doing it right!
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dan Le Batard.
Teammates can't shoot from three. Now they're gonna see a different Jimmy. Now he's just playing Nickelback in the locker room and
Stugats.
They'll play D and show threes as they chase the Nets for the sixth seed. These five words in his head scream, are we winning games yet?
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
Ike Austin improved a lot. Yeah?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Ike Austin is a good one. Thank you, Stugatz. Ike Austin's a good one, no, but not better than Duncan Robinson.
Okay.
Billy, get that take machine working. Ike Austin did improve a great deal for the Miami Heat. So too did Vashawn Leonard. But no one has improved more than Duncan Robinson. I ask all of the South Florida media to eat that. No one will be able to rebut it or defeat it in an argument.
How do you measure that?
I just made it up. Most improved to my eyes. I underestimated him. He's a lot better than I thought. And Stugatz, you haven't been watching him. Like, it's marked. He used to be just Kyle Korver. Now he's got more range than Kyle Korver, and he's got total balance in his game.
Like, stop yelling at me, Stugatz, man. I've never been more attracted to you.
Stugatz, they're like 42-9 when he scores 20 points. He's gotten really good at basketball.
I'm so proud of you.
What's our Cannon budget? Just because I'm looking up how much we can spend on a Cannon.
I think $1,000.
Okay, because we have a propane one here, but it doesn't look like a Cannon. But I found a used Cannon for $2,300 that
Billy,
looks
help.
Like
I'm
a pirate
I'm
going to
give you some budget.
Cannon.
You build out the take machine. I want to figure out how to do this.
Dan, okay. You have to love March because Dan Orlovsky right now is irate on Twitter. He is screaming, saying the Big East getting three teams into the tournament is an absolute joke and that St. John's would beat UVA or Michigan State by 12-plus points. Tom Izzo in the tournament? March, get out of here.
They would beat UVA. They would absolutely beat UVA.
Well,
I'm really sad for Indiana State, by the way.
The Sycamores.
What happened? What happened to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Didn't he have a great KenPom rating?
They lost the conference championship and didn't. I mean, Virginia got in and they didn't. It's tragic.
Yeah.
Who'd you feel worse for? Did you feel worse for Indiana State or the kid at the end of that game who had the foul at the end? Where who were the two teams involved? They were up one, and he fouled intentionally with 4 seconds left, and they lost their tournament berth because it was like a hugely boneheaded moment that cost his team the tournament.
I felt bad for the people that had to clean up the confetti during the Duquesne game. I believe we have a video of that, but Kevin Harlan was on the call, and he always seems to find himself in these situations where something weird, there's like a cat on the field, there's a dancing squirrel. Mm-hmm. He's always there for these. This was in the middle of the VCU Duquesne game.
How do you think that happens? Like, did someone like cut the thing? Like, was there a big bag of confetti that someone cut? Did it just break? I need answers.
Someone hit the wrong button.
No one here has answers for you. You seems like you have questions, and no one here has any answers. I was talking about the end of the Kent State Akron game. So who's angriest today now? Who's angriest?
Lucy.
Is it just – no, but they're all – isn't
Oh, no, Lucy and Rick Pitino. I mean –
Rick Pitino now doesn't want to do the NIT. Tom Crean is yelling at him for not doing the NIT.
Well, he's going to hunt out all the committee members. I mean,
honestly, Mike Ryan might be the most mad because of the Miami women's team. He does not seem to be taking it well. And by the way, I'm not happy either. Notre Dame, the 2 seed in the women's bracket, is in the same bracket as South Carolina, who's the overall 1 seed. So if they make it through, they're going to have to play against South Carolina, who they played to start the season in Paris, and South Carolina beat them by 30 points. It was the first game of the season, however. I'd like to see a rematch, but I think South Carolina wins that if there is one.
We have to locally here get behind FAU, don't we? With Miami out?
I mean, no, they're disappointing all year.
Really?
That team is not the
tough
same
opening round matchup, Northwestern. I mean,
FAU's gotten to the point that they're an 8 seed and they had a disappointing season after a magical run.
I mean, Miami had a magical run last year and now they're not in either tournament.
That's correct.
Life Wallet, where are you? They're under federal investigation, allegedly.
Can we do this, please?
The Wildcats have all the elements, Dan. I'm telling you. Chris Collins, championship pedigree. They have senior guard play. Boo Booey, one of the best guards, and he's a fifth-year senior, one of the best guards in the country. And I am telling you right now, I know they've been a joke in terms of college basketball for many, many years, but when you combine Chris Collins, his winning pedigree, being at Duke, and Boo Booey, one of the most underrated senior guards in America, and the way they play defense, tenacious, I am telling you, don't be surprised if the Wildcats find themselves in the Final Four.
Was that genuine?
Chris, I need you to back away from the microphone for
nothing
a second.
Chris,
I believe Stugatz's wife was away this weekend and sort of awakened the March Madness loins.
That turned me on. I'm not going to lie.
Well, hold on. I believe what's happened here. Look, Seth Davis will be able to sniff a fraud. I believe Stugatz is prepared. And this is how he came in today. He's like, Dan, He came in, he was like doing calisthenics. He's like, March Madness, that room over there, they think they're prepared. You're never prepared. You're not prepared enough. He's been studying. He's been watching some teams. He's been shaking off the cobwebs. And I believe that he's going to try and bluff his way through Seth Davis.
Bluff.
We'll see. We'll see. I believe that
Seth Davis is doing the bluffing.
Look, I need to explain. I don't think Lucy and Jessica have been familiar. This is the stirring of the great giant every March, the legendary media creature of Stugatz can fake his way with analysis through the tournament in a way that fools anybody.
I've worked here for 3 years, but I will say Stugatz was awakened this weekend when I texted him sports people who connote ice cream toppings, because I don't know if you're familiar with the ESPN women's bracketologist Charlie Cream, but Charlie Cream is the guy in bracketology.
Wow.
And it sent me down this rabbit hole. So I was texting Stugatz. I came up with a couple. Stugatz came up with a couple. I think we could do maybe like a top five with some
OLIs.
Willow? What are you talking about?
Shaking back there.
She's awakened by March Madness. Stugatz, I can start.
Go ahead.
OLI. Danny Sprinkle.
You want one for me? Houston Nut.
You can do this on the fly?
We spent the weekend doing this.
Reese Davis.
Oh, wow. Daryl Strawberry.
Heath Shuler.
Don Cherry.
Don Cherry was number one.
Fudge Brown.
That's a good one. That's a deep cut.
That's a terrible one.
That's a deep cut.
Fudge Brown is
Everyone
terrible.
Everyone knows Fudge.
Come on, man. It can't be that inside a joke. It
M&M.
Can't. It can't be Fudge Brown.
He is a big sports fan.
Jeff Gummy Bear.
No, that's wrong. It's just asinine.
But I mean, this guy's name's Charlie Cream.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about it enough.
Her name is Fudge Brown. And we don't talk about it enough. But she works like deep inside the NFL labyrinth. No one knows who that is. No one. No one listening to this.
The five people who
the
never
joke
know.
Can't be that inside. Fudge Brown. Come on.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. I can't deny it. But do better.
It's the only fudge I know.
Billy.
Hey.
Our March Sadness tournament. Yeah. What is the sound? Are we going to tease the audience with anything here, or we're just going to unveil it over the course of the week?
Well, this is what I was thinking, Dan, and you can approve or deny this. It's up to you. I was thinking maybe we could do the one seeds in each of the regions and then maybe have kind of like a little select few from each region.
Wow,
do
so
that?
You're just going to give the best.
Tease.
Wait a minute. You're going to give the best of what we've got?
Oh, no,
though?
Not the best. Like, now I have here songs. I have a 1 seed, I have a 13 seed, and I have a 14 seed. So you don't know what 2 through 12 is, or 15 or 16,
before,
or the play-ins.
Before we break down the matchups later in the week, we want to just kind of tease.
Yeah,
tease can't have the 1 seeds, though.
Danny sprinkled them in.
Well, these do.
Well, I mean the one seeds. You're gonna have an idea for how deep these regions could be. You know what I mean? Which region do you want to do, Dan? You want to do songs? You want to do the Greg Cody region? Featuring Greg Cody, the club region, the region
songs,
of death.
Songs, because Greg Cody will be here tomorrow. Songs.
This could be so happy.
All right, so here we go. Not the Greg Cody region. Here's the number one seed in the song region.
His name is Cooper, good at running curls, but when his hammy got a tear, he saw Puka standing there, his play diminished. Hustle take over. Nakua hopped into the car. McVay has maybe found a star. And then that Stafford threw him 25.
That's Greg Cody. That, it can't
different
be,
region.
That's the number.
Different region.
Greg Cody's the number one seed.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Is that not a song?
Yeah, it is a great song, but
it would be pretty funny if Greg has his own bracket and is in multiple featured songs and still doesn't win March Sadness.
He probably was the biggest star of the year. I mean,
good year for him.
Yeah, big year.
I'm not feeling great energy from you, Dan.
That's the one seed in songs, Dan, not the Greg Cody bracket.
Our fans are going to love this. Are you kidding me? We're going to play songs, play Greg Cody clips.
So we are eliminating the looks like game as I demand younger and smarter.
Yeah.
And Adam McKay and Mike Schur can't get into difficultly written things.
And they're not funny.
Because we're supporting Greg Cody?
Funny.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Light spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Light, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.